But at 11:15 last night, a hooded masked man ran into the reception area of the Everglades Hotel. He put a hold all on the counter, said he was from the IRA, and he gave them 40 minutes warning to get out of the building. The hotel staff reacted very, very quickly. I have no doubt that they've saved lives by evacuating just over 50 residents. That person then made off in a red Volkswagen Golf, which was later burnt out in the city side, in the Glenarf area of the city. Basically what happened when the ammunition technical officer approached the device with his machinery, it burst into a fireball. And you've seen today the extensive damage that it has caused to the building. And I have no doubt, actually, if that had exploded in the vicinity of the reception staff, those people sitting in the reception area, in the lobby, we would have been dealing with some very, very serious consequences here today. It was a reckless, deliberate attack to put innocent lives in danger. But it's an attack in this city, and when you attack one person in this city, you attack us all. And I can tell you, the community don't want it. The community are standing shoulder to shoulder. This morning and last night, all those people were given beds. So actually, they have no place in this city, and this community do not want them. I will be putting every resource I have to follow this inquiry up and make sure that we do everything we possibly can to bring these people behind bars where they deserve, as we have in the very recent past. We've been very successful against them, and we will continue to put every resource we can against them and root this evil from our community.